The longer this action continued, without our receiving any return fire, the more relaxed my buddies became. The situation began to take on certain aspects of a rifle range, or more likely an old-fashioned turkey shoot. My buddies started making bets about who had hit which Japanese. Lively arguments developed. But with rifles, BARs, and several machine guns firing simultaneously, no one could tell for sure who hit which enemy soldier. The men yelled and joked more and more in one of their few releases from weeks of tension under the pounding of heavy weapons. So they began to get careless and to miss some of the Japanese scurrying for the slope. Shadow saw this. He ran up and down our firing line, cursing and yelling at everybody. Then the men settled down and took more careful aim. Finally, the enemy stopped coming, and I received orders to call "cease firing" to our mortars. We sat and waited. During the lull, I moved over into the machine gun emplacement next to our mortar OP to visit with the gunner. It contained a Browning 30 caliber water-cooled heavy machine gun manned by a gunner who had joined Company K as a replacement after Peleliu. On Pavuvu, he and I had become good friends. We called him Kathy, after a chorus girl he knew in California. He was married and very much in love with his wife, so he bore a heavy burden of guilt because he had had an affair with Kathy on his way overseas and couldn't get her out of his mind. As we sat alone in the machine gun pit, he asked me whether I wanted to see a picture of Kathy. I said yes. He carefully and secretively picked up his rain-soaked combat pack and took out a waterproof plastic map holder. Folding back the canvas cover, he said, "Here she is." My eyes nearly popped out of my head. The 8x10-inch photo was a full-length portrait of one of the most beautiful girls I ever saw. She was dressed, or undressed, in a scanty costume which exposed a good portion of her impressive physical endowments. I gasped audibly, and Kathy said, "Isn't she a beauty?" "She really is," I told him, and added, "You've got a problem on your hands with a girl like that chorus girl and a wife you love." I kidded him about the possible danger of getting the letters to his wife and his girl crossed up and in the wrong envelopes. He just laughed and shook his head as he looked at the photo of the beautiful girl. The scene was so unreal, I could barely believe it. Two tired, frightened young men sitting in a hole beside a machine gun in the rain on a ridge, surrounded with mud. Nothing but stinking mud, with so much decaying human flesh buried or half-buried in it that there were big patches of wriggling fat maggots marking the spots where Japanese corpses lay. Looking at the picture of a beautiful semi-nude girl. She was a pearl in a mud hole.